Hello, this is Chris Yerkes reading to you from the April 2nd edition of the County Chronicle. We'll start with the first page stories. Tuscola School Board approve $188,000 in gym repairs by Ben Crane. The Tuscola School Board approved high school gym repairs in the amount of $188,000 in their meeting Monday night, citing concerns about the four stairwell areas. The north and south sidewalls are putting pressure on the foundation of the stairwells, which have caused visible cracks. The district's goal is to reinforce the walls with Omni, the company that did the school's large renovation project in the last couple of years. We've already done the field work, said Superintendent Gary Alexander. In Principal Jason Wallace's North Ward report, he noted upcoming events for the last quarter of the school. Multiple field trials starting on April, Joe's Pizza Day on April 4th, Water Day on May 20th, McStudent Day on May 20th, and the 3rd and 4th grade spring musical on May 8th, PTO book fair from May 5th through 9th, dental days on April 24th and May 8th through 9th, and finally, poetry night on April 24th. He also touched on some events that have happened already, such as skating in PE, family reading night, and the use of Star Lab. In Principal Jaden Van Osdell's East Prairie report, he thanked the high school for hosting the 8th graders earlier this month. He also congratulated the February Students of the Month, including Ellery Harris in 5th grade, Ethan Nail in 6th, Braden DeLeva in 7th, and Cohen Jones in 8th. The school's Scholastic Bowl team also won the Junior High Oka Conference Tournament and were undefeated on the year. The 7th grade girls volleyball team also won a regional championship before bowing out to Lawrenceville in sectionals. He noted that the first track and field meet in Bethany on April 1st, their home track meet is on April 15th, they're hosting an invite meet on April 26th, and 2A sectional meet on May 10th. Finally, he told the board that the school is 1IAR, Illinois Assessment of Readiness Testing, from April 7th to 11th. Tuscola High School principal Justin Bozarth congratulated the cast and crew of the drama club for an excellent production of Mamma Mia. He told the board that 3 out of the 4 shows that weekend were sold out, with the 4th being close to sold out. There were also multiple students who competed in the Parkland Regional Science Olympiad contest. Alex Lynn and Emily Veach placed 2nd in Microbe Mission, Sawyer Cleland and Nicole Schopp placed 3rd in Robot Tour, Claire Leonard and Braxton Moody finished 4th in Optics, Thomas Bennett and Seth Stoller finished 4th in Geologic Mapping, and 5th in Ecology. The trio of Sawyer Cleland, Chrissy Kerner, and Moody finished 5th in Codebusters, and Moody and Stoller finished 6th in Dynamic Planet. Bozarth also congratulated students who received first ratings at the band and chorus solo and ensemble contest on March 8th. Those include Bella Taylor, Bella Dunker, Aaron Knopfsky, Ben Engler, Grace Walker, Samantha Walker, and Jay's Mentok in band, and Knopfsky, Emma Spillman, Harley Baker, Savannah Taylor, Elena Smith, and Lainey Yantis in chorus. Finally, Bozarth noted that April 9th is state testing day for freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. Seniors will not be in attendance and is encouraged to utilize the day as a college or career planning day. In Superintendent Gary Alexander's report, he explained that the school received 7 Freedom of Information, FOIA, requests for vendors that paid over $500 from 1988 to 2002, 2004, 28 to 2012, and 2018 to 22. Alexander said that every district in the school is receiving the FOIAs, and those who try to resist are taken to court. He also outlined multiple education-related bills that have passed through the Senate and House committees. Those include a list of SB 24 bills. Finally, Alexander noted that the estimated tuition cost for ECCA classes through Parkland will increase by $75 to $2,115. Douglas County Sheriff Nathan Chaplin and Deputy Adam Brazell addressed the board regarding getting DARE-like programs within the county school, along with building positive interactions with law enforcement. We want to be proactive instead of reactive, Chaplin said. The board also saw $5,700 in donations. An anonymous donor gave $2,500 for North Ward skating. The Janine Fortney Memorial donated $850 to North Ward reading, which was made up of Tamara Fortney with $100, John Schaefer with $100, Alan Shoemaker with $25, Pat Damler with $50, Patricia Barr with $50, Valerie Morgan with $50, Christy Townsend with $100, Deborah Follett with $120, Mariana Schaefer with $100, and an anonymous donor with $155. Doug and Amanda Foltz donated $100 to FCA. Anthony Maria Crouch donated $50 for FCA. Tuscola Area Ministry Alliance donated $300 for FCA. The Villa Grove Community Theater donated $1,500 for drama. Jill's Design Studio donated $60. An anonymous donor donated $300 to help a child. And Black Band Giving Fund donated $50 for Tea Club. The board approved all other agenda items, including the 2025-26 calendar. IHSA membership, the 2025-26 Consolidated District Plan, and Russ and Lee's associate for audit services. Finally, the board approved the resignation of Addison Tinkle as the junior high softball assistant coach and Allison Coons as North Ward teacher. The board also approved the hires of Tim Kohlbecker as junior high assistant girls basketball coach and Madeline Cook as high school ag teacher. The next article, Villa Grove City Council looking to buy vacuum leaf vacuum trailer. The Villa Grove City Council broached their idea of buying a new leaf vacuum trailer at their March 24th City Council meeting. City Administrator Jackie Athey noted that the City of Tuscola had a leaf vacuum trailer for sale, and Public Works Director Mark McSell indicated that he'd be taking a look at the equipment, but he was pretty sure it was in good condition. He also stated that the city would be vacuuming leaves from March 31st until approximately April 11th. He asked that sticks be separated from leaves to help speed the process. He also noted that alleys and boulevards were being conditioned for summer and that his equipment department continued to work on tree and limb removal around the city. McSell said the park restrooms would be opened on April 1st and that Coddington and Richmond parks would have porta-potties installed around that same time. Finally, he noted that the Leon Park Reservoir bank cleanup would be beginning soon and that a dock had been damaged by rising and dropping water during the winter and he was waiting for warmer weather to make the repairs. "I want to wait till it warms up before I get wet," he said with a laugh. Athey followed and asked that Jessica Andress be added to the list of city employees who could gain access to bank information, and the council agreed unanimously. Chief Cole Tibbetts then reported that he was in the process of interviewing candidates for the staff opening that occurred when the previous candidate withdrew from PTI. He also stated that city ordinance violation endorsement would begin in earnest with the warm weather pending. He noted that he'd be in touch with the owner of the Vine Street property concerning multiple complaints and that the landlord assured him that he'd be working to alleviate the problem within the next few weeks. At 6:57 p.m., Alderman Telma Blaney requested that the council move to closed session for the discussion of the sale of property and for employment issues. The council emerged from closed session at 7:17, and finding no further business, Alderman Tony Hooker called to adjourn at 7:17 p.m. The next first page story, TASC Community Event Builds Momentum in Tuscola, Eyes Expansion Across Region by Ben Crane. A bustling Saturday at Hometown Grounds served as the backdrop for a growing local initiative aimed at mentoring and empowering youth. Trust, Appreciation, Support Through Kindness, or more commonly known as TASC, hosted a community event on March 29th that drew an enthusiastic crowd, sparked interest among potential mentors, and laid the groundwork for future expansion. Tuscola Mayor Dan Kleiss proclaimed Saturday Mentor Day. Cody Shell-Modine, Assistant Director of TASC, said the event marked an important milestone in raising awareness in community engagement. "We had 8 people sign up to be mentors, which is awesome," Shell-Modine said. But even beyond that, a lot of folks just came by, learned what TASC is about, and got involved in the conversation. It really helped us to get the name out there. Though an official attendance count wasn't taken, Shell-Modine estimated that at one point there were roughly 40 children participating in various activities inside and outside the coffee shop. Even Hometown Grounds regulars became curious, asking questions about the program and its goals. TASC, which pairs local mentors with young people in need of guidance and support, has seen steady progress since its launch. Some mentor-mentee pairs are now meeting regularly outside school settings, grabbing meals together, or participating in family-friendly events, always in a way that ensures comfort and safety for all involved. One mentor even brought their mentee to Saturday's event, giving the child a chance to take part in activities like basketball and arts and crafts. "We're starting to see that connection take shape," Shell-Modine said. "It's cool to see everyone come together and support the kids in this way." The program's ambition don't stop with local outings. TASC is currently collaborating with the University of Illinois Extension to create workshops that teach valuable life skills. Possible future activities include dog walks at the local animal shelter, managed by Jesse Young, with TASC Chair James Young helping coordinate, and Cooking 101 classes to be held at the coffee shop. Another creative idea in works is Handshake Scavenger Hunt, where mentor-mentee pairs visit local businesses, take photos with owners, and earn prizes. Game nights featuring board games like Uno and community cooking sessions are also being discussed. Showing kids work ethic, how to connect with people, and how things work behind the scenes. That's huge, Shelma Dean said. These community connections could really be beneficial for them down the road. The ultimate goal of TASK, Shelma Dean emphasized, is to be a source of encouragement for kids who may not feel they belong in traditional social circles like sports teams or school clubs. The program thrives to offer friendship, mentorship, and a safe space to express themselves. In small towns, it's easy for some kids to feel left out, he said. We've had parents come in and say their kids feel like they don't fit anywhere. This program gives them someone to talk to and lean on. That's powerful. Sheldamine said the organization is already receiving interest from other communities and is working to expanding into areas like Villa Grove. TASK is also reaching out to homeschooling groups and broadening its search for mentors beyond Douglas County. We've got someone from Champaign who applied, and even someone from Shelbyville, Shelma Dean said. As long as they can meet the commitment, we're happy to welcome them in. As TASK continues to grow, its leaders remain focused on one key mission, making sure every child who needs a mentor has one. More kids, more mentors, that's what we're aiming for, Shelma Dean said, and we're just getting started. We'll move now to the obituaries. Rebecca Becky Russell, 77, passed away on Monday, March 24, 2025, at her home in Villa Grove. Visitation was held Saturday, March 29th at the Joynes Funeral Home in Villa Grove. Funeral services were Sunday, March 30th at Wesley Chapel, local rural Newman. Stephen Allen and Pastor Mike Zylstra officiated. Burial followed at the Alban Cemetery. Beulah Jane Kistler, 95 of Arthur, passed away peacefully on March 27, 2025 at the Arthur Home. Visitation was held Monday, March 31st at the Arthur United Methodist Church with a memorial service at noon. Pastor Danny Powell officiated. Schrader Funeral Home and Arthur assisted the family with arrangements. Joseph Peach Sr., 90, an Army veteran of Maricopa, Arizona, passed away peacefully in his home surrounded by his family on March 22, 2025. The family will hold a celebration of life for him on April 19th at his residence, 32501 West San Lorenzo, Maricopa, Arizona. Anna Marie Lamp, 86, of Arthur, passed away at 11:50 p.m. on Sunday, March 23, 2025, at the Arthur home, surrounded by family. Graveside service will be held on Friday, April 25th, in the Arthur Cemetery. The Reverend John Stewart will officiate. The Edwards Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements. The next article, Arthur Legacy of Love Foundation Benefit Supper and Auction, April 11th. The Arthur Legacy of Love Foundation is sponsoring a Raise the Roof benefit supper and auction on Friday, April 11th at the Auto Center south of Arthur. Serving time will be from 4 to 7 p.m. No advance tickets are required and a free will donation for the meal will be collected at the benefit. A menu of grilled chickens, scalloped potatoes, green beans, slaw, homemade bread, cake, and ice cream, and drinks will be served. A lunch stand will be available offering sandwiches and other tasty items. A bake sale and silent auction will be ongoing throughout the afternoon and evening. The live auction will begin at 6 p.m., but the silent auction will end at 7:30 p.m. Both will feature a variety of quality items donated to support ALOLF. Arthur Legacy of Love Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization working to generate funds to help build quality CILA, community integrated living arrangements, housing for the special citizens of the Arthur community. The first house at the corner of Beach and 2nd Street in Arthur was recently completed and plans to be are being made for a second home in the near future. If you can't attend the Raise the Roof fundraiser and would like to contribute, donations may be made directly to the ALOL Foundation account at the State Bank of Arthur or by mailing a check made out to ALOLF, Post Office Box 222, Arthur, Illinois, 61911. All contributions to the foundation are deductible for income tax and gift tax purposes. For more information, contact any foundation board member. They are Joe and Mary Yoder, Bruce and Kathy Oye, Omar and Nancy Miller, Joe and Rosanna Mast, Duane and Irene Kunz, Melvin and Clara Mae Helmuth, Lloyd and Judy Gingrich, Howard and Judy Diener, and Dave and Kathy Allen. Mark April 11th on your calendar and make sure to plan to join us for an evening of fun, fellowship, and fundraising for a great community cause. The next article, Time Myers headlines Moultrie-Douglas County Fair. The Moultrie-Douglas County Fair announced the headliners for the 2025 Fair Concert. The concert will take place on Saturday, August 2nd at the Moultrie-Douglas County Fairgrounds in Arthur. This year's headliner is Ty Myers, who gained significant attention in 2023 with his debut album, The Tie That Binds, which amassed over 11 million streams on Spotify. Following that success, his next hit, Drink It Alone, exploded with more than 26 million streams and counting. Myers has performed at packed venues across the country and has also shared the stage with notable artists like Willie Nelson, completing his performances on Wade Bowen and Randy Rogers Band's Hold My Beer tour before launching his own headline tour. All tickets are general admission and lawn chairs are permitted in designated areas. Prices increase on the day of the show. Please note that tickets does not include admission to the fair payable at the gate. The fair, carnival, and concessions will be open at 5 p.m., followed by the beer garden at 6 p.m., cash only, and concert will begin at 7 p.m. For more information on all the events at the fair, visit www.MoultrieDouglasCountyFair.org. Arthur's Gail Searlock named Remarkable Woman by WCIA by Marty Yackel. WCIA has been celebrating women in our area and will be holding an event for Remarkable Women in Champaign on April 1st. Julie Mitchell nominated Arthur's Gail Searlock, and Gail has been selected as one of those remarkable women. She'll be honored and will be joining others in Champaign on April 1st for the event. Gail is well known for her many volunteer efforts in town, her work with the American Legion Auxiliary, and her willingness to help others. Please send cards and or letters with your favorite memory of Gail and how she has impacted your life and care of Julie Mitchell, P.O. Box 263, Arthur, Illinois, 61911, by Monday, March 31st. The next article, Veteran Sports Writer Addresses Arthur Rotary Club by Marty Yackel. At the weekly Arthur Rotary meeting on Thursday, March 27th, Bob Asmussen, sports writer for the Champaign-Urbana News-Gazette, was the speaker and the guest of Rotary member Kevin Huffman. Asmussen's name is a familiar one to News Gazette readers, as he's been in the newspaper for 36 years. He shared stories about his experiences with different coaches at the University of Illinois, most of them good. His favorite coach, of course, and no surprise to Illini fans, was Lou Henson, who was just a class act in so many ways. Lou is still much beloved to this day and was very involved in the community, as is his widow Mary to this day. Asmussen shared that all Illini basketball teams still compared to the 2005 Final Four team that beat Arizona in one of the most thrilling comebacks in college basketball. In fact, it has been voted one of the top March Madness moments ever. Illinois lost to North Carolina for the national championship, but in Illini fans' minds and hearts, the 2005 teams were the true champions. He shared that because the team was very close because they played together for 3 or 4 years, which is sadly something that does not happen these days in college ball, large because of the NIL and transfer portal. These changes have hurt the cohesiveness of today's teams. Asmussen is very optimistic about football and both men's and women's basketball chances for the future. He feels Josh Whitman, as athletic director, has done an excellent job with the program, and especially in choosing Brett Bielema, football, Brad Underwood, men's basketball, Shauna Green, women's basketball, for these main revenue-generating sports. Asmussen shared that the first time he talked to future AD Whitman was when Whitman was a senior in high school. He was impressed with him even then, and his respect for Whitman has only grown over the years. As witness to this success, the University of Illinois was one of the few colleges with football bowl teams in both men's and women's basketball teams in the NCAA tournament. When asked who he thinks is going to win the national championship this year, Asmussen shared that he believes it will be Duke. Article, Chris Fascioni brought his Watch Literature Come to Life program to the Arthur Public Library recently. Fascioni from Oak Park wears many hats. His website reads in part, nationally known story performer Chris Fascioni acts out one of the best classical and contemporary children's literature and folklores in fun-filled participatory shows tailored for specific age groups or family audiences. His unique combination of storytelling, mime, juggling, and comedy creates colorful characters from literature who tell their stories as laughter abounds. His fast-paced show was a delight for all in attendance, both young and older. His quick wit and his ability to engage kids, remember their names and ages, and keep attention was remarkable. His dynamic performance and energetic enthusiasm, his ability to use different voices and accents, kept all in attendance enthralled. Fascioni acts out stories and encourages his audience to read and check out the books in their libraries, promoting both literacy and encouraging a love of reading, which he has been doing for more than 25 years, by Marty Yackel. Another article, Arthurites Abound on Illini Podcast, by Marty Yackel. Matt Schrock of Arthur, AHS 96, is employed at McKinley Health Center on the University of Illinois campus. He hosts a podcast called Healthy Illini Podcast. Many remember Matt and Doug Davis hosting the Roundtable for High School Sports for several years. The podcast deals with, as you might expect, health and wellness issues. This past week, an episode on the Orange Crush, which is the U of I basketball cheer section, aired, and one of Matt's guests was Claire Seal, ALAH 24, freshman at the U of I, member of the Orange Crush, and daughter of Nathan and Adrienne Seal. As Matt shared, it was a cool opportunity to have a Knight alum join me on the air. The podcast can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. The episode is number 141 and is titled Orange Crush at Illinois. Another article, SBL Cheers raises $30,000 in support of scholarships. Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Foundation raised nearly $30,000 at the 41st annual Cheers event to support the SBL Volunteer Guild Scholarship Program. Cheers, a high-energy cocktail party, was held March 1st at the Foxmoor in Shelbyville with nearly 300 in attendance. The event also hosted a Texas Hold'em-style poker tournament, which had 31 participants. This year's grand prize winner, Eric Hutchinson, won 4 green-seat Cardinal baseball tickets valued at $1,500, donated by Roy Schmidt Honda. Winner of the raffle prizes were Jenna Vogel, who won a pair of diamond earrings valued at $2,000, donated by Town Square Jewelers, and Adam Lehman, who won a Nashville, Tennessee package including 2-night stay at the Graduate Hotel valued at $650. The Volunteer Guild awards scholarships to students in SBL's 10-county service area who are pursuing college degrees in medically related fields. Since 1979, the Guild has awarded more than $880,000 to area students. Cheers is a fantastic way to fund scholarships for local students who meet financial assistance for their college education, SBL Special Events Officer Kim Lockhart said. We're grateful to the Foxmoor for hosting the event and grateful to those who sponsored and attended. SBL gives thanks to all sponsors for their support of Cheers, including this year's partner, Commercial Refrigeration, VIP One sponsors, First Federal of Central Illinois, First Mid Insurance Group, First Neighbor Bank NA, Ron and Kathleen Harshman, McCarthy Building Companies, Gary and Jerry Morris, Rural King, and Town Square Jewelers. VIP Two sponsors, David and Marcy Barth, Bergfield Properties, Dr. Joe and Amanda Burton, Morgan's Meat Market, and Roy Schmidt Honda. For more information about Cheers, call SBL Health Foundation at 217-258-2511. Catholic Charities of Coles Douglas and Edgar County hosts 2025 annual fundraiser Glow Bingo. Mattoon Catholic Charities will be hosting its annual fundraiser on Saturday, April 26th at the Walkway located at 1501 Lakeland Boulevard in Mattoon. Glow Bingo will be from 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets include a meal by the House of Brisket to be served between 5 and 6:30 p.m. Tickets may be purchased in advance at https://cc.dio.org events Mattoon. Everyone falls and needs a helping hand from time to time. With the continued dedication of our highly motivated staff, selfless volunteers, and our generous board members, we're able to provide that helping hand for those in need. We're grateful for community members who continue to extend kindness and grace to Catholic Charities, said Joshua Benton, Area Director of Catholic Charities of Coles, Douglas, and Edgar Counties. Programs offered by Catholic Charities of Coles, Douglas, and Edgar Counties include the Food Pantry, Mobile Food Pantry, Clothing, Housewares, and Furnishing Assistance, MedAssist, Blessed Baby, Adaptive Services Loan Program, and Boomerang Blessings Resale Store. For more information about Catholic Charities of Coles County and Edgar Counties to make a donation, contact Josh Benton, Area Director at 217-235-0420. The next article, First Mid earns prestigious Top Workplace USA Award for second consecutive year. First Mid Bank Shares Incorporated announced it has earned a 2025 Top Working Places USA Award, marking the second consecutive year the organization has received this national recognition, and the award reflects First Mid's commitment to fostering a workplace culture where employees feel engaged, valued, and empowered to succeed. The Top Workplace USA Award, issued by Energage, is based entirely on employee feedback gathered through a confidential survey that measures key aspects of workplace culture, including alignment, execution, and connection. Thousands of organizations nationwide participate in the program, making this recognition a significant achievement for First Mid. This award is a testament to our exceptional performance and dedication to our culture of engagement. Our people are the foundation of our success, and earning this award for the second year in a row speaks volumes about their commitment and the culture we're bringing together, said Joe Dively, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer at First Mid. This recognition, based on our employees' own feedback, reaffirms our commitment to fostering a workplace where collaboration, respect, and teamwork thrive. It's a reflection of our shared values and meaningful impact we had on one another every day. Top Workplaces USA Awards spotlight exceptional organizations and amplifies the significance of employee well-being across the organizational landscape, said Eric Rubino, CEO of Energage. We are proud to empower employee voices and celebrate those prioritizing the working place experience. Earning a Top Workplace Award is a badge of honor for companies, especially because it comes from authentically from their employees. First Mid continues to prioritize employee development, well-being, and engagement through various initiatives. By investing its workforce, the organization remains committed to maintaining a workplace where employees can grow, contribute, and make a difference. In 2024, First Mid earned a second consecutive Top Working Place Industry Award, along with Culture. Excellence Award for Compensation and Benefits, Innovation, Leadership, Professional Development, and Work-Life Flexibility. For more information about career opportunities, visit www.firstmid.com/careers. Details about how First Mid builds a great working place culture are available at the Top Workplaces online. We have time for some briefs. Tuscola Easter Egg Hunt. The Tuscola Annual Easter Egg Hunt, hosted by the Tuscola Kiwanis Club, is Saturday, April 12th at North Ward Elementary School for children ages 2 through 10. Registration is 9 to 9:25 a.m. The first hunt begins at 9:30 a.m. Bring your own basket, free candy, and prizes. Meet the Easter Bunny. Next one, Arthur Quilt Show accepting entries. The Arthur Quilt Show Committee is accepting entries for the 34th annual Arthur Quilt Show to be held April 24th to 26th at the Auto Center south of Arthur on Country Line Road. To obtain an entry form, entry rules, vendor space, or other additional information, contact Jolene Stutzman, committee chairperson at 217-543-2287. Deadlines for entries is April 17th, and there's a small entry fee per item. Entries will be judged on each of five categories: baby wall hanging, antique, pierced, pierced machine quilted, and pierced hand quilted, and mixed techniques. Ribbons and gift certificates will be awarded for first, second, and third place in each category, along with the best in show winner receiving a $100 gift certificate, and all are redeemable for merchandise at participating Arthur merchants. Visitor of the show will determine the winner of the People's Choice Award. Spotlight on Quinn. Tuscola Mayor Kleiss gave a shout-out to Jalen Quinn, the most recent city council meeting. He said he was watching Quinn play basketball with Loyola on ESPN, and the announcer talked about him, mentioning that he was from that tiny town of Tuscola. Barbershop Quartet Concert. The Coles County Barbershop Chorus Lenten Concert will be held on April 6th, 4 p.m. at the Mattoon First Baptist Church, 1804 South 9th Street, Mattoon. The concert will be 1 hour of sacred and gospel songs sung by the Barbershop Chorus, quartets, and ensembles. Admission is free, and a free will offering will be taken. Every penny raised will be given to area food pantries and homeless shelter programs. The 30-man chorus and quartet singers are from 19 different towns in central Illinois. Some of the songs will perform about barbershop arrangements, A Beautiful Savior, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, I Walk Today Where Jesus Walked, Good News, Fare Thee Well, and the Lord's Prayer, The Holy City, Mary Did You Know When I Lifted Up My Head. Community Palm Sunday Easter Cantata. Area singers accompanied by a live orchestra will present the Rose of Calvary on Palm Sunday, April 13th at 4 p.m. at the First Christian Church in Villa Grove. Everyone is welcome to this free presentation. Free will donations will be accepted. It's a great way to start off Holy Week. Please call 217-832-5231 for further information. Blood Drive. Tuscola United Methodist Church will hold a community blood drive with Impact Life Thursday, April 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. inside the Fellowship Hall, 901 North Prairie Street, Tuscola. To donate, contact Impact Life Urbana at 800-747-5401. Appointments are requested. Arthur Women's Club Scholarship Applications. The Arthur Women's Club is offering scholarships to graduating seniors from Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond School who plan to pursue higher education. Applications are available at the High School Guidance Counselor's Office and on the Arthur CUSD number 305 website. They must be submitted by Friday, April 4th. Questions can be directed to the Guidance Counselor's Office at 217-543-2146. And that's all the time we have for this week. This is Chris Yerkes. Say goodbye and see you again next week.